The White House says the U.S. military will be providing some security in Haiti soon. With thousands of American troops en route to the country, it's not clear who will actually be running Haiti in the coming weeks. U.S. officials are being careful to signal that Haiti is still a sovereign nation and that the U.S. has no intention of taking over. But within days, the U.S. military will have huge numbers and resources in place in a country that cannot run itself. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been blunt about the situation in Haiti.
The government of Haiti is not able to function. The Haitian government has to be endowed with authority, but obviously they need the United States and the United Nations, which is rushing in replacements for the personnel that have been unfortunately lost. So we will be working closely with the Haitian government and with the UN. This is going to be a full-court press.
That full-court press was in evidence today as ships and troops steamed toward the island. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the Carl Vinson, is already in place with its 18 helicopters, 3 surgical operating rooms, and water purification equipment capable of delivering hundreds of thousands of gallons of clean water every day. Other ships are on their way, and military officials say 9,000 to 10,000 military personnel will be in place by Monday. But Joel Charney of Refugees International says it's still important that civilians, not military officials, control the aid operation.
What the military has is a tremendous logistical capacity. And in an emergency of this scale, that capacity is a tremendous asset. But precisely because we're in a foreign country where there's been U.S. military intervention in the past, it's just very, very important, you know, both from the standpoint of effectiveness, but also from the standpoint of image, that civilians really be in control of this effort.
And so far, that's the case. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was asked today what resources the U.S. military was willing to commit to getting Haiti back on its feet. Here's how he answered.
This will be principally the responsibility, I assume, of the United Nations, and from the standpoint of the United States government, the lead role will be played by our ambassador, the State Department, and AID, and our efforts will be in support of them.
AID is USAID, or the U.S. Agency for International Development. The agency's new head is Rajiv Shah, who's only just been sworn in. Joel Charney says part of Shah's challenge will be juggling the tension between military and civilian leadership.
And what we've seen increasingly is military involvement in humanitarian response in what you might call a militarization of that response. Now, here's Dr. Shah, brand new on the job, and early reports are he's been very successful at being the lead within the U.S. government and then bringing the military along rather than the military charging in and making key decisions about how aid should be allocated.
But sorting out who's in charge of the U.S. operation is only one part of the who's in charge question. The other is who's in charge on the ground in Haiti, the Haitian government, the United Nations, or the United States. David Rothkopf of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says there's no way it's the Haitian government.
They're weak in the best of times, and these are the worst of times. The government infrastructure is gone, the ability to communicate is gone, the ability to move money around to provide services are all gone. So the international community is going to have to do this sensitive balancing act of respecting Haitian sovereignty, respecting Haitian needs, trying to rebuild these institutions, but coordinating that rebuilding themselves.
Rothkopf says the United States has to take a leading role, but it doesn't have to be the lead role. Either way, U.S. troops will be a big presence in and around the island for some time to come. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said today he expected, quote, a long-term undertaking with the U.S. as a principal player. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.